الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله النبي الكريم أما بعد. Today is going to be a little bit different, but I'll try to summarize as quickly as I can, inshallah. And that is, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, when it comes to being a father and a grandfather, whenever the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would visit Fatima رضي الله تعالى عنها, Fatima رضي الله عنها would move away from her spot so her father, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, could sit there. And whenever Fatima radiallahu anha, she would visit An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would move away and Fatima radiallahu anha would sit on the spot of An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The connection of Fatima radiallahu anha and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so powerful and so strong that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that she is bid'atum minni. She is a portion of me. Whoever upsets her has upset me. That's how close I am to my daughter. Matter of fact, before the demise of Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatima radiallahu anha, she visited the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and at one time she was crying, in a different moment she was smiling. Later on, Aisha radiallahu anha, she asked Fatima radiallahu anha, what did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell you? Fatima radiallahu anha, she says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me that in the sickness that I have right now, I'm not going to get better. Meaning I'm going to leave this world in this sickness. So I started to cry. And then he told me that I would be the leader of women fi ahli jannah, and I began to smile. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it came to Fatima radiallahu anha, you can see the love that he expressed for his daughter, Fatima radiallahu anha. When he used to come back from journeys and from long travels, he would immediately run to Hassan wa Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. He would hug them and he would kiss them. And then at that time, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they were like, we're men. We don't hug, we don't kiss, we don't cry over children. We're men. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed them, no, you kiss your children, you hug your children, you play with your children. One time the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is leading salah and he takes long to get up from sajda. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the companion radiallahu anhu ajma'in. The companion radiallahu anhu ajma'in asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why did you take so long in sajda? We've never seen this. He said, my grandson Hassan wa Hussein radiallahu anhum awalatam, they were on my back and they were playing and I didn't want to get up because I didn't want to stop them from playing. This is a fard prayer. He's delaying the sajda because his grandson is on his back. When Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala left this dunya, he started to cry. The companion asked him, ya Rasulullah, do you not believe in decree? This is fate. Allah had already written it. Prophet said, of course I do. But I have a heart and I feel sadness. It's an emotion. You're allowed to feel sadness. You're allowed to cry. These tears are tears of rahmah. So the Prophet, when it came to children, he used to play with them in public too. It's not like private only. Openly he would play with his children. And openly he would tell people that Fatima radiallahu anha is my daughter and she will be the leader of women in Jannah. I'm going to quickly go over this in 2 minutes, inshallah. Just bear with me. We finished the Surah Yusuf. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the story of Surah Yusuf is beautiful. However, I want to look at it from another angle. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam story is clearly mentioned. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows you the fatherhood and the upbringing of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. When Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam came to his father, he expressed his dream, Inni ra'aytu ahada, that I saw 11 stars and the moon and the sun, they were prostrating before me. At times our children would come to us. Something to them is amazing. Something that we already know. Our children want to come and they want to talk to us. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam made himself available. Now, oh son, what are you talking about this nonsense? You're seeing some dreams, you're seeing some whack dreams, get out of here. He gave his son the opportunity to come and express anything that was on his mind. As fathers, we need to make our children comfortable enough that they can bring up everything to us. No matter how dumb it might sound, no matter how, you know, how childish it might sound. But no, to that child, expressing something to the father means the world. So Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam made himself available for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Then he told Yusuf, don't tell your brothers because they might get jealous. And you know, shaitan is going to come between you. So don't tell your brothers. So at times we have to make sure that there's no jealousy amongst the children. When we have we just had, alhamdulillah, our fourth child this past August, and now all of a sudden we play with we have to hold the child a lot. So, his name is Yunus, we hold him a lot. Now my other son that we were holding and playing, he gets jealous now. How come we're picking him up? We're not picking him up. So this will happen in children. The father's attention is more on that child. The father's attention is more on the son or that daughter or the eldest or the youngest or the middle. And the middle one feels like, I don't care. The father doesn't care about me. No. As parents, we need to make sure that there's not jealousy amongst the children. There's not jealousy amongst your kids, your children. That happens because the child feels love. And when one child feels more love, that child gets jealous. Why doesn't my dad love me? So Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam knew that his children would think of something. So he told them, don't tell him. Then we continue the story. And they throw him in the well and they come back to the father. And they come back with Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's shirt and it's covered in blood. And Allah addresses in the Quran, bida min kadhib. It's a false, it's a lie. And they said, Dad, we were racing and we left Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam with our belonging and a wolf ate him. And here's his shirt covered with blood. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam knew they were lying. How did he know? Because if a wolf eats you, he's gonna at least scratch the t-shirt and it's gonna rip a little bit, it's gonna have some holes in it. And they brought a clean shirt that doesn't look like he's been attacked at all. But he knew. But what did he do? He didn't tell him. He kept it in his mind because he knew that his children were somewhat jealous of Yusuf alayhi salam. So he didn't rebuke them. What did he say? فَصَبَرٌ جَمِيلٌ وَاللَّهُ مُسْتَعَانُ عَلَى مَا تَصِفُونَ. So Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam understood what his children were feeling and he knew that this was the story that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. And then at the end, when his youngest son was taken, when Binyamin was taken, and then his eldest son, Kabiru, whom he stayed behind, now three of his sons came back, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam knew at that moment, this is the end of my test. This is the end of my test. Allah has tested me. Allah is going to keep sending me tests. Allah is going to send me trials and tribulations. And he tells his children, okay, that's it. I want you to go back and go find both your brothers. Go find all of your brothers. And Allah is going to bring me everyone back. Because I know of what you know not. I know something. I'm going to make dua to Allah. Innama ashku rabbi wa husni ila Allah. I'm going to my worries, my complaints, my grief. I'm only going to talk to Allah. Wa a'lamu min Allahi ma la ta'lamu. And I know of what you know not. And then at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought all the children of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam back and they entered Egypt. And as soon as they entered Egypt, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam elevated his parent status. Wa rafa'a abawayhi ala al-arsh. Children, I'll end with this inshallah. Maybe you become successful. Your father maybe wasn't as successful as you. Whether you got famous or you got rich or you got wealthy, whatever it may be. When you are successful, don't forget to elevate your parents. What happens nowadays is children become selfish. They're only worried about themselves and they don't take care of their parents. When Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam gained fame and success, what did he do? He elevated his parents and said, my parents are up here and I'm down here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us and give us the strength to live our lives in accordance to the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakum Allahu khayran. Wa afi da'wana. Alhamdulillah.